Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. It's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt, and your mind feels like a hamster wheel running on overdrive? Yeah, we've all been there. In today's hustle culture, it's easy to get swept up in the constant grind. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to do more, be more, achieve more. But let me tell you something. True success isn't about reaching a finish line, it's about taking care of yourself along the way. It's about recognizing that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. So, buckle up, because we're diving into the power of cultivating self-care and prioritizing your well-being. Get ready to grab a cup of tea or your favorite pick-me-up and let's talk about how to recharge, refuel, and reclaim your inner peace. Because trust me, you deserve it. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the magic of self-care. First up, define what self-care means to you. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. Ever heard the saying, what works for one person might not work for another? Well, self-care is like that. For some, it's a hot bath with a good book. For others, it's hitting the gym or spending time in nature. Maybe it's catching up with friends, trying a new hobby, or simply taking a break from social media. The point is, find what nourishes your soul and makes you feel truly refreshed. Second, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Think of it like brushing your teeth. It's something you do daily to maintain your well-being. Schedule time for yourself, just like you would schedule a meeting or an appointment. And don't feel guilty about it. You wouldn't cancel a doctor's appointment because you were busy, right? Your mental and emotional health is just as important. Third, learn to say no. This one can be tough, but it's crucial for setting healthy boundaries. Ever felt like you were constantly being pulled in different directions? Saying no allows you to focus your energy on what truly matters, and that includes taking care of yourself. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your needs and well-being. Next up, be kind to yourself. We often beat ourselves up for mistakes or perceived shortcomings. But guess what? Nobody's perfect. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Practice self-forgiveness and celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. And finally, don't underestimate the power of connection. Human beings are social creatures, and we thrive when we have strong relationships. Reach out to loved ones, spend quality time with friends and family, or join a community that aligns with your interests. Nurturing these connections can bring joy, support, and a sense of belonging, all essential ingredients for a healthy and fulfilling life. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've had a long day at work, deadlines looming, emails flooding your inbox. You get home feeling drained, like you're running on empty. But instead of collapsing on the couch and scrolling through social media, you take a deep breath and decide to prioritize yourself. You light some candles, put on some calming music, and draw a hot bath with essential oils. As you soak in the warm water, you close your eyes, let go of the day's stresses, and allow yourself to simply be present in the moment. This, my friends, is self-care in action. It doesn't have to be elaborate or time-consuming. It's about making small, intentional choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. So remember these key takeaways. Define what self-care means for you. Make it a non-negotiable part of your routine. Learn to say no, be kind to yourself, and don't underestimate the power of connection. This is about taking control of your well-being, reclaiming your inner peace, and living a life that feels truly fulfilling. You deserve it, so go out there and make it happen. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-care boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and stories. Until next time, keep those minds calm, hearts open, and spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.